Suratrustinus was for throwing the book at Leo. Fra Degelos was satisfied with how things had come out, with a few quibbles. When Leo had noticed the forced lines sneaking out the back, he ought to have alerted someone instead of going out to confront them himself.
"Well, is that an offense or isn't it?" demanded Suratrustinus.
"It is an overlookable offense as far as I am concerned," said Degelos, "but I'm not the warden regulant."
"Well, I am," said Suratrustinus unnecessarily.
"And for one of our fraws to be brawling during Appert when he's supposed to be welcoming newcomers and bussing tables strikes me as something that could even lead to being thrown back."
This was such an outrageous thing to say that I spoke immediately, as if Leo's impulsiveness had jumped like a spark into my head.
"If I were you, I'd run that by Inquisitor Varax before taking it any further," I said.
Trestinus turned and looked at me, head to toe, as if she had never seen me before. And perhaps she hadn't.
"The amount of private time you are spending with our honored guests is remarkable, extraordinary."
"And accidental, I promise you."
But Suratrustinus was, I realized too late, jealous of me for this. Almost as if she pined to be in a liaison with Varax and O'Nally, but they had a crush on me. And she had never believed that my encounters with them had been mere accidents. You didn't get to be warden regulant by believing such things.
"It is obvious that you have no conception of the power that the Inquisition may wield over us."
Not true. They may put the consent on probation for up to 100 years, during which time our diet will be restricted to the basics, nutritional but not so interesting. If we haven't mended our ways after a century, they can come in and clean the place out, top to bottom. And they have the power to fire any hierarch and replace him, or her, with, a new one of their choosing. I was faltering because my brain, too late, was working through the implications. I had only been spewing back what Archibald had told me earlier in the day, but to Trestinus it would, of course, sound like a taunt.
"Maybe you think that St. Edhar's current hierarchs are not handling their responsibilities well,"
Suratrustinus proposed too calmly.
"Perhaps Degelos or Statho or I ought to be replaced."
"I have never thought anything of the sort," I said,
and bit my tongue before I could add, "until now."
"Then why all of these secret assignations with the Inquisitors? You are the only non-hierarch who has spoken to them at all, and now you have done so twice, both times under circumstances that were extraordinarily private."
"This is crazy," I said. "This is crazy."
"More is at stake than a boy of your age can comprehend. Your naivete, combined with your refusal to admit just how naive you are, imposes risks on us all. I am throwing the book at you."
"No!"
I couldn't believe it.
"Chapters 1 through, 5.
"You have got to be kidding."
"I believe you know what to do," she said, and looked across the meadow to the minster.
"Fine. Fine, chapters 1 through 5,
I repeated, and turned toward the canopy.
"Halt,"
Suratrustinus said. I halted.
"The minster is that way," she said, sounding amused. "You seem to be going the wrong direction."
"My Sib and my cousin are in there. I just need to go and explain to them that I have to leave."
"The minster," she repeated, "is in that direction."
"I can't do 5 chapters before sunrise," I pointed out. "The gates are going to be closed when I come out of that cell. I have to say goodbye to my family."
"Have to?" "Curious choice of words. Let me bring you up to date on semantics. Since you who worship at Hylaea's feet are so keen on such things, you have to go to the minster. You want to say goodbye to your family. The whole point of being a Fra is to be free of those wants that enslave people who live extramuros. I am doing you the favor of forcing you to make a choice now, in this instant. If you want to see your family so badly, go see them, and keep on walking right out the gate and don't ever come back. If you will remain here, you have to walk straight to the minster, now."
I looked for Leo, hoping he might convey a message to Cord and Dath, but he was some distance away now, recounting the fight to Degelos. And anyway, I didn't want to give Sir Trustinus the additional pleasure of telling me I couldn't. So I turned my back on what remained of my family and started walking toward the minster.